Good morning from the Danish Immigrant Museum in Elkhorn. This is Tove Brandt. I'm the curator of exhibitions, and I'm coming to you today with some updates about programs that are going on this week and some opportunities to get involved yourself with the creation of our Jens Jensen Prairie Landscape Park at the museum grounds. Coming up this week, we have a series of programs by a visiting speaker from the University of Michigan, whose name is Bob Gracie. He's an expert on Jens Jensen, the Danish immigrant landscape architect. He wrote his biography several years ago. And he's also the director of the Mattai Botanical Gardens in Ann Arbor at the University of Michigan and a professor in the School of Landscape Architecture. So he really knows about landscape design, different landscape architects, and the development of the land and the landscape in parks and gardens over time. He will be at the museum in Elkhorn for our Brown Bag Lunch program this Thursday, May 17th at 12 noon. That program is called Jens Jensen and His Contemporaries in Design, which will talk about Jens Jensen in the context of not only his own work, but also works of his peers like Frank Lloyd Wright or Frederick Law Olmsted, who are both big names in both architecture of buildings and the creation of landscape architecture. Later that day, Bob Gracie will be performing the same program in Ames at the Ryman Gardens, and that's again Thursday, May 17th at 7 p.m. Both of these programs at the museum in Elkhorn and at Ryman Gardens are free to the public. You're welcome to show up and enjoy the lecture. The following day, Friday, May 18th. Professor Gracie will be at Lawrence and Gardens in Omaha, Nebraska, and there he'll be speaking about prairie gardens yesterday and today and how the use of native plant materials and especially native prairie plants has changed over time, both from Jens Jensen's day all the way to the current day. So we have a wonderful series of opportunities to listen to this guest speaker either in Elkhorn or in Ames or in Omaha. And you can get more details on the museum's website, www.danishmuseum.org, or also on our Facebook page where you can find links to all of those other programs and those institutions. I also wanted to share with you an opportunity for you to get your hands in the dirt of our Prairie Landscape Park. On May 30th, we are inviting volunteers from everywhere, no special experiences is necessary, to help us actually plant the prairie. Our contractors, who are country landscaping from Ames, they'll be organizing the whole effort. They'll provide all of the tools. We do recommend that you bring your own gardening gloves. But the project will be to plant 7,000 prairie plugs of different native species that will be part of our prairie landscape park. Everything will be lined up, and We ask that you call us ahead of time to let us know that you plan to attend, because we will be providing lunch at the museum. And in the afternoon, there will be an opportunity to both tour the new Jens Jensen exhibition and also ask questions of the project managers for the park about how soon we'll actually see things blooming, what are some of the other ongoing jobs that will be needed to do, what are other ways that you can get involved as a volunteer with the Jens Jensen Prairie Landscape Park. So it'll be a big day. May 30th is the scheduled time. If the weather turns out to not be favorable, the rain date will be Friday, June 1st, so just 2 days later that week. If this is something you'd be interested in helping with, a morning of planting some of the 7,000 prairie plugs, then please call the museum at 712-764-7001. Don't worry, we won't need to dig. They'll actually dig the holes for us, but we will need to make sure that the green side goes up on all of those plugs of the plants themselves. So we are looking for lots of volunteers to help us out. It should be a really fun day. Again, no experience necessary. We just ask that you call us ahead of time so we have a count and we can provide enough refreshments for everybody. This is the latest news from the Danish Immigrant Museum, and we look forward to seeing you in Elkhorn.